New Year's Day down in Orlando at the Citrus Bowl. It's going to be number 14, Michigan, number 13, Alabama. The Wolverines coming in at 9-3, the Tide at 10-2. Mike, listen, I think the fans would be just as happy if the team stayed on the sideline. Let's put Harbaugh and Saban out in midfield and just have a cage match, because these two have kind of traded barbs over the years about recruiting. And, of course, Harbaugh being more Bravo than Saban. Saban getting his digs in almost passively, aggressively, but Harbaugh being all brash and everything. And this is the first time these two coaches have met on the field.
Harbaugh needs to focus on that team in Columbus and trying to find a way to beat them. And I think Jim Harbaugh, especially fundamentally, is one of the top coaches in college football. He doesn't make mistakes with clock management like so many other coaches do. But this Big Ten SEC matchup, it's going to be exciting for fans, but it's a tough handicap because who's motivated? Who's going to play? This player sitting out. This player may sit out. The last two times, Coach, that Alabama was not playing for a title in a bowl season, they lost to Oklahoma. They lost to Utah. Now, the last two times Michigan played in bowl games, they lost to Florida as a touchdown favorite. They lost to Florida State as a 7.5-point favorite. I don't know if either team's going to be motivated. So when that's the case, I'll lean to the underdog when motivation is a question. I might lean to over as well.